City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Right, let's have a chat with Neil Atkinson from the Anfield Wrap. Morning to you, Neil.
Good morning.
This idea that Jordan Henderson could be surplus to requirements. It was something that was started in the weekend's newspapers. Jurgen Klopp was asked about the idea and he didn't exactly dismiss the idea. How surprised would you be if Jordan Henderson wasn't at Liverpool Football Club next season?
Really quite surprised. I actually think you saw on Sunday a lot of what Henderson brings in his absence. I thought Liverpool missed both Henderson and Milner on Sunday. They didn't have anyone on the pitch who got them through, basically got them through a series of 10 minutes in the game in the second half. Instead, Liverpool to me looked for the first time under Jurgen Klopp, and for the first time I'd say in three or four seasons, they actually looked complacent, I thought, and there was no one on the pitch giving them the sort of reminders that they need. But also in general, I think that you also saw, even at 0-0 with Joe Allen in there, and I like Joe Allen a great deal, but it lacked a little bit of what Henderson brings in terms of stature and putting himself about. When it went 1-0, it was the easiest game in the world for Liverpool, and they strolled then. But I think that had Jordan Henderson or James Milner, I'll be fair on that, played on Sunday and perhaps had Martin Skrtel not, then I think Liverpool would find themselves in a position where they're doing much better. But what worries me in general is the idea that I think that the worst thing that Jurgen Klopp could try and do, and I didn't think he would try and do it, is profound changes. And if one of the reasons you'd be selling Jordan Henderson is because he's a saleable asset and you want to raise some money, then I'd be hugely concerned by virtue of the fact of, well, has he got enough money? Does something need to happen here? Does something need to get boxed off to ensure he's got enough to spend? Because I think you've not seen enough. Liverpool's record in the transfer market over the last 3 to 6 seasons has been somewhere between, in terms of short-term impact, I think you're beginning to see the fruit of the labour of the 2014 transfer window with reference to people like Emre Can. But I think in terms of a short-term impact, Liverpool's record in the transfer market has been pretty close to abject. So I don't want to see Liverpool make a decision that weakens them going into next season. I don't want to see Liverpool I want to see Liverpool make as few gambles as possible. And one of the things you can be certain of is Jordan Henderson and what it is that he can bring to the side. And
why didn't he just rule it out straight away? Why didn't he just rule this idea out?
Because I do actually think that the vast majority of them are for sale, in that I think he'd take an offer. And I think that that's, for me, I don't want to see that, because I can understand how he might think, well, you know, I can probably box something off and we can get a good player here and we can do all this. But we've seen enough now. We've seen enough of, firstly, how hard it is just to come into this league. You know, everyone keeps citing the Leicester example, but everyone forgets that Vardy and Mahrez were both playing for Leicester last season. As an example, you know, these lads were knocking around last year. There's not, it's not easy to, simply transfers aren't easy. No one's making it look easy. No one currently looks, everyone has the odd good season in the transfer market, but very few sides are consistently year in, year out having a good time in the transfer market. So I just minimise gambles. For me, I think it's quite clear who you'd like to see go. I'd like to see Skrtel go. I don't see what the point is anymore. You know, there's a couple of lads who are out on loan. You can make a strong case that they've got to go, no longer be Liverpool players. And then on top of that, I think you can probably argue, whilst I really like the footballer, Joe Allen should be starting football matches week in, week out for a top 10 Premier League side because he's a really good player. But you can't have a situation where he comes in at the weekend and he's shattered on 70 because he doesn't get any 90-minute football. So he keeps getting dropped back in to do the odd 90 and he's absolutely shattered on 70 minutes because he's not playing week in, week out. It's not fair on him. And then I think if you just go right through the rest of the side, there's one or two, you know, Benteke, obviously, who you might move on. I'd just not move the good lads on.
This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.